The August 9th Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting was not the first time the invocation has caused controversy, but it is the first time it's ended with a call to Hail Satan.
Let us stand now, unbowed and unfettered by arcane doctrines born of fearful minds in darkened times.
That's Iris Fontana. The 27-year-old Kenai Peninsula College student is a member of the Satanic Temple.
Let us demand that individuals be judged for their concrete actions, not their fealty to arbitrary social norms and illusory categorizations. Let us reason our solutions with agnosticism in all things, holding fast only to that which is demonstrably true. Let us stand firm against any and all arbitrary authority that threatens
the assembly has gotten complaints about starting governmental meetings with a prayer, particularly since Judeo-Christian faiths are pretty much the only ones represented.
It is done. Hail Satan.
On June 12th, the assembly considered doing away with the invocation altogether, or maybe putting some guidelines on what could be said and who could say it. After a flood of vehement public testimony opposing those approaches, the assembly decided to keep the practice, but be more inclusive to others wishing to participate. Fontana says her invocation is a call to reason rather than a prayer in the usual sense. She says the Satanic Temple considers itself a religion, but does not believe in any supernatural or spiritual powers. She says Satan is a metaphor for wisdom, rather than a belief in a demonic deity or the pursuit of evil.
Satan is a symbol, because in Christianity, Satan was kicked out of heaven because he gave Eve the apple from the tree of wisdom. And we really just want to embody speaking out against things that are kind of indoctrinated into our culture, and we want to embody giving knowledge to people.
Fontana contacted the borough about giving an invocation because she doesn't think it should be just Christian prayers starting the meeting.
I would be happy with either allowing anyone to do it and not having like a process for them to have to do it, or like everyone go through the same process to do it. And I'd also be happy if they did away with it, because I really, really believe in the separation between church and state.
She says she sent her request in April, and it took until the end of May, and two more inquiries on her part, to hear back that she would be able to speak at the August 9th meeting. She says she was nervous, preparing herself for someone to challenge her while speaking, but she was pleasantly surprised.
I actually was very impressed at their reaction that night, at least. I don't know, you know, how they reacted later when it processed, but they all stood and they all either bowed their heads or they looked straight at me. They didn't sit down. They didn't walk out. I was very impressed by their reactions.
Assemblymember Brent Johnson walked away from his seat before the invocation and returned immediately after. And a borough staff member sat down while Fontana spoke. During assembly comments, Dale Bagley said Fontana's invocation, and one given at the previous meeting by Lance Hunt, who identified as an atheist, were political statements.
I find it a little ironic that I hate to call it a prayer, invocation from the atheists wasn't really about doing good and making good decisions, and it was a political statement. And he was here tonight filming the lady that gave the invocation, and obviously she was doing it for a political statement. It's kind of irritating that that's what we got there, and I think that if a pastor had been here doing the same type of political statements on something, we wouldn't be letting them back here.
Assembly President Blaine Gilman spoke in support of being inclusive in the invocation, even if what's said isn't to everyone's liking.
This is what living in democracy is. It's important for the right of freedom of religion. It's important for freedom of speech. It's important that we protect our liberties, protect our Constitution. And as a body, that means that sometimes we have to listen to things which we may not agree with.
Anyone wanting to give an invocation can sign up to do so by contacting the borough clerk's office. It's scheduled on a first-come, first-served basis, for now anyway. Assemblymember Johnson is drafting an ordinance that would change the invocation to a moment of silence. For KBBI, I'm Jenny Nyman.